Next patient is Judy Moe. That is Judy, J-U-D-Y, Judy Ann Moe, J-U-D-Y, Ann is A-N-N, Moe, M-O-E, Judy Ann Moe. Date of birth is 10-27-51. Date of visit is 8-3-23. Please make copy for Dr. Kenice. That is C-A-N-I-C-E. C-A-N-I-C-E. Kenice Chukwucha. Chukwucha is C-H-U-K-W-U-O-C-H-A. C-H-U-K-W-O-W-U-O-C-H-A. Chukwucha. Date of birth, MD. This is an MD. Next. The patient date of birth is 10-27-51. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion and history of lung nodules. Next paragraph. This is parenteralness. This is a 71-year-old female who has a history of smoking, has shortness of breath with exertion, but denied chest pains, and has a rare cough with no sputum production. The patient was recently sent for a chest CT done on 5/8/23, which showed a 5 mm nodule in the medial right lung apex and a 3 mm nodule in the left lung apex, which was not previously present, but smoothly marginated. There was some pleural thickening in the lateral aspect of the left apex, which was stable. Next paragraph. The patient has had no chest pains, some aphthesis, no night sweat fevers, and has had some weight loss. The past surgical history includes history of right shoulder replacement, left knee replacement, and left hip replacement. She had a fractured left clavicle repaired and a left femur repaired after a fall. And the patient has a history of hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked half a pack per day for 55 years. Alcohol use every weekend. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. Next, allergies to aspirin. Next, system review of the patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue. Had cataracts, no glaucoma. Has shortness of breath and an occasional cough with wheezing. Has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. No constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. Denies easy bruising. I'm sorry, she does have easy bruising. and joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures but has numbness of the extremities, and denies skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, medalists included metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, valsartan 320 milligrams a day, crestor 10 milligrams daily, tramadol 50 milligrams BIDPR and multivitamins. Next, physical exam. This is a elderly, averagely built white female in no acute distress. There's no pallor cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140/70, pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 111, saturation 98. HGND announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, normal reflex of the ulnar gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD. And emphysema. Number two is right lung nodule. Number three is degenerative arthritis. Number four, hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. He was placed on Ventil and HFA 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and advised to she was advised to come back for a follow-up here in approximately 2 months. At which time I'll make an addendum. Again, she was advised to quit cigarette smoking. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Kanis Chukwacha. Canice. Chukwacha is CHUKWUOCHA MD. Thank you for this conversation. It's Dr. D'Souza.